You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like that dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Thursday, which we often refer to as Friday Eve. Boomer's already laughing. How you doing, man?
Good. Friday Eve. Looking forward to
it. On the eve of the Friday. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you today. 3:30 today, my favorite segment of the week, Boomer and McQueen. So, yeah, McQueen's back in town from her coaching gig. Boomer and McQueen, 3:30. We'll sling out the questions and see what they have to say. All right. And then 4 o'clock, you know, we've been doing this thing every day this week. We're working on trying to bring to you another member of the conservative movement in one form or another, who is operating in the battle space, right here in the Alabama battle space. And so, guy coming on today, 4 o'clock, Eric Johnston. I've known Eric for about 10 years. He's been a force to be reckoned with in the Alabama Pro-Life Coalition and also helping fight legal battles on behalf of conservative issues. So we're bringing in Eric Johnston, 4 o'clock today for that. And then there's this whole triple-dipper thing, so hit it, bud.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, I'm calling it Gold Star Accountability. You may have heard of a Gold Star family. I think you know what those are, but if you don't, a Gold Star family is the name given for those who have lost a service member while they were on active duty, typically in combat. So a Gold Star family, but then a Gold Star accountability, what's that? Well, some Gold Star families have pretty much had it with the Biden administration claiming that everything went great in Afghanistan's pullout and that there was nothing to see here, and they want some accountability. They want to even know, for that matter, what happened to their service members' personal effects. We'll talk about all of it. Number one, Gold Star accountability. Number two, sanctity of life. Sanctity of life. I didn't get to it last week. I brought it back this week. It's just too much not to talk about it. It's amazing to me how little regard for life we're seeing in some governmental circles. It's not just the people. When the leadership says, hey, you know what? We can help you end your life just because you're not feeling good. That's a really, really slippery slope to get on. Number two, sanctity of life. We'll talk about it. And then number three, abortion fixation. Have you noticed that Democrats are absolutely fixated on the idea of aborting babies? They need it. Life's not good without it. How did we possibly ever get by? I mean, it's everything from where do we do business, who gets contracts, and oh, by the way, military basing like Space Command. Abortion fixation, that will be number three on the Triple Dipper. All right, so let me jump over here to my opening comments, and I will remind you once again, we're very thankful for the fact that one of our newest sponsors, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics across North Alabama that does incredible seven-day-a-week care, walk-in, no appointment necessary. They are the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue daily now, and we're glad to have them on the team. So, okay, let me jump in here. So, if you haven't already figured it out, I'm a big fan of history. I like studying the ways of generations that went before me. I like knowing the history of even wherever I happen to be standing at any given time. I want to know what happened here. Who said what? Who did what? I've been a keen follower, by the way, of contemporary military history since I was a teenager. And right now in Ukraine, there's a war underway. And it looks an awful lot like history is repeating itself. As I read over the historical analyses and compare them with current events, I cannot help but be struck by how much I can see in those events of the past that seem to be mirrored in what we're seeing in the present. So let me try this. Let me throw out a quote. You tell me, is this past or present? If I was to say to you, quote, feckless Western leadership emboldened the militaristic socialist leader of the reemerging power in Europe, would you think I was talking about the days leading up to World War II or the days that we're in now regarding Ukraine and Russia? Exactly. The statement fits both. You can apply that phrase equally to then and now. How about this one? You ready? Quote, European alliances pledged their support to one another in a posturing manner that nonetheless failed to stem the rising tide of war. So is that a lead up to World War I or the situation in Eastern Europe just before Russia invaded Ukraine? I'll do one more. You ready? Quote, the U.S. government warned its citizens to avoid exposure to certain regions in Europe, but the U.S. government also made clear it did not see a U.S. national interest in the burgeoning European conflict and therefore did not intend to put U.S. troops into harm's way. Sound familiar? Yeah. Now, surely those are just related to today. Well, they could be, but those are also really apt descriptions of just prior to U.S. entry into World War I and even World War II. I actually made up each of those phrases, to be honest, but I did so by picturing both the then and now aspects of conflict in Europe. Now, understand me when I say this. I do not want U.S. troops in harm's way, not anywhere, much less in a broad-scale conventional fight with a true adversary like Russia. My concern, though, is that history dictates that rarely has broad conflict in Europe remained a non-issue for the North American continent. The Atlantic Ocean is no real barrier, it seems, when Europe explodes. And it always seems to follow certain patterns. There's cross-border rivalries. There's ethnic identities that transcend the borders. There's aggressive posturing by a domineering figure. Then an incident occurs that lights the short fuse on a powder keg, always coupled, it seems, by some measure of feckless leadership with weak foreign policy, believing that it can reason with the tyrant. Only to find out that tyrants cannot be trusted because deceitfulness is in the very nature of all tyrants. In the months leading up to World War I, a clash of alliances was set in motion. Austria, Hungary, and Germany aligned on one side, England, France, Ireland, and Russia on the other. And when Archduke Ferdinand of Austria was assassinated by a Serbian terrorist, Austria-Hungary threatened war. Russia came to the aid of Serbia, causing France and England to stake their ground out in the fight. Germany marched to France. England got in the fight. Meanwhile, the United States decided it was not our fight. Warnings were issued that U.S. citizens should avoid traveling to the region. And then the Germans began an unfettered attack on shipping lanes, and they sunk a cruise liner called the Lusitania, with 128 Americans among the 1,200 who died. And all of a sudden, U.S. passions were inflamed, and political speeches became all more hawkish, and soon there were scores of American soldiers in trenches in the Great War over there. The lead-up to World War II, man, it was equally ominous and familiar. As Hitler determined to cause Germany to reemerge from the ashes of its downfall in World War I, the rest of Europe stood idly by, hoping they would not be drawn in. Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain of Great Britain championed a policy of appeasement. He literally worked to find any way possible just to make Hitler happy, to mitigate his concerns. And yet Europe watched while Hitler grew his war machine and annexed Austria, much like Putin has now annexed Crimea. And Europe stood by because it was just little Austria. He won't come here, will he? He wouldn't do that, would he? But he did. Hitler's new war machine fought a proxy war in the Spanish Civil War, in which many of their new weapon systems got tested. Puppet governments were propped up. Look, I don't want our troops in harm's way. I don't. I do not want U.S. boots on the ground in Ukraine. I'm saying all this because I believe that we are dangerously close to a flashpoint. We have been treading water all around this thing to the point that any incident could wind up having cataclysmic consequences. And nowhere in there do we see a plan from the Biden administration. Just this week, President Biden reiterated that, quote, we're in it for as long as it takes. That is not a plan. That's just a recipe for disaster. You've all heard the old axiom that if we don't study our history, we're doomed to repeat it. Everything I've just described to you about the lead up to the great wars of the past century could simply have the names changed and be applied to our current events unfolding before our very eyes. Think about it. A reemerging world power, this time Russia, hungry for the glory days of the Soviet Union, seeking to flex their muscles under the leadership of a ruthless dictator, Putin, a dictator who feels no shame in declaring sovereign territory of neighboring countries to be his own, Crimea, and a feckless leadership who watched and hoped and wrung their bony hands with the hope that this time having no plan would actually work. Again, I don't want my family and my friends who are currently serving in the military to start moving toward a European conflict. But I will tell you this with all measure of sincerity. We'd better take this seriously. We better not draw silly red lines in the sand with no intention of following through. We had better not get into such a reclusive and isolationist mindset that we forget to ensure that our best defense is the capability of force projection in overwhelming capacity. And we need leadership. We need leadership that can actually stay awake past sundown and make a firm decision that protects American troops, American interests, and American standing in the world. There's another old axiom that dates back to 4th century Rome. In Latin, it is Sive pacem para bellum. It means if you want peace, prepare for war. But that's not warmongering or overly hawkish views seeking to call to arms, not at all. It's a view of history and the knowledge that one cannot enter into a playground filled with bullies and come out okay unless the bullies know you carry a big stick. So what's the plan? What is the end state? And how do we keep from becoming so enmeshed that we cannot avoid being sucked into another European war? Well, it starts with leadership that has its head on straight and knows its history. History is replete with obvious parallels to where we are right now. Let's hope that history does not repeat itself. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. I'm serious when I say that. I don't want to see U.S. troops heading downrange. I don't. But what I also don't want to do is sit around wringing our hands, having no plan whatsoever, and no ability to really trust that leadership has got it going on. If we're not careful, we're going to get sucked in just because we were feckless in the presence of history repeating itself. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Text lines are indeed open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I got one boomer. Did you see, by the way, I think right at the end of the show, maybe we didn't catch this one yesterday, JT from Lacey Springs.
I didn't catch it. What did he write?
By the way, our very first little video is out. We're doing mini videos now.
Mini videos!
And it's JT from Lacey Springs. so it's out on our Instagram and all that right now. But, JT yesterday, he texted in. He goes, at the end of the show, he goes, man, what an intense show today. I think I'll relax and try to eat a powdered donut without looking like I just left the White House.
That was good, JT.
He's always got those, man. It's just funny. What else here? Brian from Huntsville, he caught it. Every once in a while, I throw something in to see if the people will catch it. In my monologue, he goes, leaders with bony hands. Nice caveat there, Colonel.
Ooh, so now you're telling people to listen for the Easter egg.
Oh, there's a yeah. little nuggets floating around in there. Jeff from Indiana. And I know I haven't seen this much rain in a long time. My wipers have been on high since I left the Tennessee border. So I guess we have bad weather coming. It's hazy in our part of the state, but be careful where you are. Check that weather, Boone. We'll see if we can make an announcement for people if we need to. But I do think we have some weather is what I recall. So be weather aware as you're in the listening area. By the way, I will say this. A number of you texted in yesterday all the way through the end of the show saying, hey, and they're in mostly the Huntsville listening audience, saying they were having trouble getting the signal, like it was scrambly or it was staticky or coming and going. I just know this. They had massive storms the other night in Huntsville. It did have an impact on the transmitter for our Huntsville affiliates at WVNN. I hear they've got them worked out, but if that ever happens to you, man, just listen. All you got to do is go to our website. Go to your smartphone. Go to rightsideradio.org, and you can always live stream the show. That's where Charlene live streams the show every day. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world. I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. So I haven't said that in a long time. So yeah, go to rightsideradio.org, click on listen live. No matter where you is, there we is. So there's that. Tyler from Huntsville says, whatever happened to Kareem? I don't know. Why is he asking that question? Okay. Thank you, Tyler, for your expressed concern for one of our other listeners, Kareem. I don't know where he is, but Kareem, blessings on your day, too. John from Huntsville. Hey, Phil, awesome monologue. Thank you, sir. Also, this time I was able to hear it loud and clear because right now the WVNN signal out of Huntsville is strong. However, a minute ago, my weather radio was letting me know there's a severe thunderstorm watch now in effect for my area. So, yeah, John's in Huntsville. So there's that. Boom. You looking at it? What do you see?
Oh, well, the radar just looks like it is going to hit Huntsville just a little bit. But that's about it. Just the tip top of Alabama. It's all in Tennessee, though.
Oh, so Jeff's driving through it, though.
Jeff's driving through it hard.
All right,
yeah.
Stay safe there, Jeff.
There might be some pop-ups, it looks like, coming in. I mean, I'm not a weatherman, guys. So.
Which way is it sweeping? Do you see this?
It's sweeping east.
Okay. East,
like,
or southeast? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to see it later, I reckon. Tony from Piedmont says, what better way to get rid of the bribery payments? I've thought about that, Tony. I mean, how many times can Biden write a check to Ukraine? Yeah. I'm telling you, man, I'm thinking that China and Ukraine have got some papers tucked away and Biden knows it, or at least Biden's family knows it. I don't know if Biden knows what day it is, but I got to quit saying stuff like that. But anyway, the bottom line is, you know what? It's true, though. He does not appear. What? Go ahead.
Yeah,
what?
It is completely true. It just doesn't. It does not appear that he's all there. I mean, that's just being honest. What we view on the TV or interviews, it just doesn't appear that he's all there.
It doesn't inspire confidence.
It doesn't inspire confidence, especially when he turns away and walks away in the middle of an interview or at the end.
Did you see his Oval Office meeting with the president of Israel day before yesterday?
I did not. Do I want to see it?
Well, I want you to see it. How about that? I don't know if you want to see it, but I want you to see it.
You want me to see it.
In one part, he sat down in his chair. I kid you not. And I actually watched the video. He sat down in his chair, president of Israel sitting in the chair next to him. And he's got some statements to make about the relationship that the United States has traditionally had with Israel. And he's just sitting there, the papers in his lap. He's staring at his lap. He never looks up. He reads real slow. And at one point, you think he fell asleep while he was reading. And he never looked up.
Really?
And the president of Israel was sitting there patiently and at one point looked over the cameras like, I don't know what to do. And he came back real quick, you know, but it was pretty awful.
Wow.
It was pretty awful. I tweeted it. Look at my Twitter later on. I tweeted Harris Faulkner, who said, somebody please check on the president. Yeah, there's that. Text lines are indeed open. And Alice from Huntsville says, also 101.1 FM. That's true. By the way, I do believe that our signal overlaps. So, yeah, we have... in Birmingham, we are on 850 AM and 101.1 FM, and that 101 signal is huge, and it's got a footprint like you wouldn't believe, and it overlaps into the Huntsville area. So if you ever lose the 770 AM 92.5 FM out of our affiliates in the Huntsville market, the Birmingham market overlaps in a lot of places, and you can probably pick them up on 101.1. JT from Lacey Springs once again says, when we know Biden doesn't get ice cream headaches, enough said. Hello. I need him to write my scripts. All right, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. Going to come up next. I'm jumping right in. My goal is to push through this next section, which I'll be honest with you, I feel very passionate about. Gold Star accountability. Those families that lost service members, God bless them. But those families that lost service members in the pullout from Afghanistan, they deserve to know some things, and they're just being shucked off to the side, and I don't appreciate it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.